Can you grab the bowl for me? Yeah, the one that's, yeah, up there. What? Honey, I'm short, but that doesn't mean I couldn't get it on my own. I know you don't like it when I go climbing on stuff. So, I'll just use a little bit of your height. You're the one who insisted that today we make dinner together. Really, I would have had no problem making it for you. But I also wouldn't say no to a little time together. Could you grab the. Oh, well, look at you. Yeah. Honey, with respect and all of the love in my heart, before I moved in, for you, it was all about, food apps and delivery, and while I certainly wouldn't say no to it on occasion, eating too much of it, mm-mm, no, no, sir, not you. Well, 'cause you deserve a good meal. But that's part of what I'm for. Well, no, I don't think you're using me for my cooking ability. But having a partner to help take care of these things makes it, I don't know, a little easier on you, doesn't it? And it's a lot better than leaving you to cook on your own. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but I mean, come on now. You're not gonna fool me with that. Okay. Listen. One little mini oil fire is nothing, and I put it out and I handled it fine, and you didn't risk any of your precious, precious little digits. Of course. A little fire is nothing for someone like me. Yeah, I'm used to a lot, honey. It takes a lot to really make me panic. Anyways, you need to stop getting me distracted. Honey, just being in your space is distracting. Just having you in my line of sight makes all the other bits of gray, ugly boringness vanish into nothing. You are my precious first priority. And second priority. And third. Really, everything just revolves around you and your happiness for me. Which is why I'm gonna need you to give me a knife. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Sharp objects in the hand of your potentially very dangerous girlfriend can be risky, but I can't chop this with thoughts and prayers. Okay, thank you. Was that your phone? Yes, it was. Honey, I know your ringtone. Is it work? Or something? Yeah, you can go answer it. I'll finish up here. But don't take too long. Okay? Okay.
If they need you for something after hours, after this long, you let me know and I'll tell them absolutely not. Calling you up so long after you're already home. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. You're just trying to get some goddamn rest for once. Motherfucker. They're lucky that you need that job, or else I swear to God I would. That. What are they saying? Huh? I know that name. Oh. Okay.
Welcome back, my darling. That was a fairly brief phone call. What did they want? An update, huh? Of course they did. Can't just leave you to have a day at home without them bringing up their bullshit. What mood shift? There's no mood shift. I recognize the name of the person you said was on the phone. You talk about them pretty often, huh? Pretty fucking often. Yeah. They work really close to you, don't they? In the same area, huh? Well, if they didn't, why else would they come up so often? I know. I know. I know you're not doing anything wrong. It's never you. Never. But the familiarity with which, you know, she felt comfortable in calling our fucking house. No. I'm not saying you two are close. Or at the very least, I'm not saying that you think the two of you are close. But, for her to feel that entitled to calling you, she must have some, unique ideas about your relationship, huh? No, honey. You don't have to cover for her. It's fine. It's completely fine. Yeah. I'm not going to hold you responsible for whatever she's doing. With respect, darling, she felt comfortable to call you at the start of a weekend when you have just finally been able to come home, relax, spend the day with the love of your life without any sort of impediment from anyone at work, and they just decide to reach out through her? And I'm supposed to be okay with that. They want me to be okay with that. I'm not okay with that. That fucking job. I won't ask you to quit. I never would. But I feel like they need to be given a reason to respect the private time that you manage to scrape together to spend some goddamn time with me through them, despite them and all of their nonsense and... What's with the look? Honey, what's with that look on your face? You're looking at me like I'm unhinged. I'm not unhinged. I'm just feeling my feelings, that's all. Isn't that good? Isn't that what you said I should do? I shouldn't bottle these impulses up and I should tell you when they're boiling? Because they're boiling. They are really fucking boiling. I don't have an issue with you spending time with them. I don't. Provided you text me and call me and let me know what's happening. But for them to go out of their way to intrude. Unforgivable. Absolutely unforfucking-givable. You're gonna tell me that she wasn't calling for a personal reason. This isn't a time for anyone to call for anything other than a personal reason. I'm not an idiot. I know how this shit goes. I know how hussies like her operate. Trying to get into your fucking head and spin you to however they want you. Home-wrecking little... What? What? I didn't say I was gonna do anything. Oh, but it speaks to how much well you know me. And how much time we spent together that you could just tell. Of course I'm gonna do something. I can't let a home-wrecking little trollop get in between me and you. This can't be allowed to... What? Okay? Okay? Darling, I am now listening to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am aware of the status of new management. I already checked out your new boss. Background check. He's married. No, it's not relevant, but I had to know. He was going to be spending time around you when I couldn't be there. So I had to make sure. Yes, I did background checks on that woman. What about it? So she's connected to your boss. In what way? Her being a daughter-in-law doesn't really change anything. Being married to one of his children in no way makes her any less of a threat to you. Hmm. Oh. Oh. No, I did find that out when I was digging through their information. That she's kind of, you know, got a thing going with... But I don't see how that matters. Why would she call you in relation to her spouse? What? So you're offering her what, like, off-book advice for a baby shower? Oh. Oh. So you're helping her, you know, get stuff for her baby, and that does line up with the information that I got about you working there, but... So that phone call... She was just asking for some advice on her fucking, what, crib? Well, what's the difference? What makes them different? Why is that something that requires a question? Aren't they all just containing babies? You just put them in there? Huh. So, wait, I was about nothing that... Huh? So... Just to lay it out, she's calling you at this time because she also works similar hours to you. And doesn't really have any other times to call you while being able to look at stuff for her future child with her spouse, which is the child of your boss. I have to ask how you would know any particular things about children and what they require. What? Wait, what? For us? I'm sorry. Well, of course I've thought about it, but I didn't think you would. Yes, dear. Yes, I got mad about nothing. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. I really did. I threatened an expecting mother. Well, I mean, no one is ever off limits to me. But there should be something said about attacking people who are pregnant and such stuff that I would never want to do. I'm sorry. Very, very sorry. It's not really okay, but I understand what you mean. It's nothing. Well, now I just feel like an absolute shit. I said it a bunch, but I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. I shouldn't have assumed, and I shouldn't have accused you of getting any sort of phone call like that. Well, no, I didn't think you were being unfaithful. I just can't trust the interests of other people. Being married wouldn't stop most people from pursuing you, that I can promise. It's you. And you're wonderful and gorgeous and perfect. But I should have known that if someone was expressing that kind of interest, that you would put it down yourself. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I'll stop apologizing, I will. It's just... God, that's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. I was so angry for nothing. Should we just finish up dinner and then... Yeah, let's... We'll finish up dinner, eat, and then, and then I'll think about a way to make this up to you. And I might send your friend a gift basket. Anonymously, of course. Yeah. Jumping to conclusions. Shouldn't do it unless you're prepared to land on your face.